Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Alfonso Jackson, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. You mentioned that a couple times in our conversation as Deputy Secretary, you're a member of the President's Management Council. Could you tell us about the council?
Sure. As I said before, this president believes that each one of the agencies should be managed as if we were in a private enterprise or private life. He empowers the Management Council, which is composed of the deputy secretaries, as the chief operating officers, to give him advice as to how the government should be ran. We meet monthly with the director of OMB and the deputy director of OMB, and we go over critical issues that are facing this economy and this country. And we try to give ideas and thoughts to the president as to how we can best improve the delivery of services from every agency in this government. And that's basically what a chief operating officer does. And he takes that information, looks at it, and comes up with agenda items as to where our country should be going. It's quite different than previous administrations in the sense that the information that we talk about really plays a role in the decision that our president is making as to how our country should be ran and the delivery of services that we give people in this country.
I was interested to learn that HUD's played a role in rebuilding the area surrounding the World Trade Center after the events of 9/11. What specifically did the department do?
Well, the first thing that we did is put a 90-day moratorium on all foreclosures of FHA homes, which is Federal Home Administration homes in New York City. And under that, we provided relief to the people. We also identified temporary housing for victims in New York. And we also have said that under the Soldier and Sailor Act, we've asked that we lower the interest rate on loans, so especially those soldiers who are in Iraq today, under 6%. But I think the most important thing that we did, other than that, was we immediately gave the New York City $15 million in emergency aid to help house those persons who had been forced out of their homes or out of their condominiums. We gave a $700 million grant to stimulate the economic recovery of New York City. And that's the largest single grant ever given by the Community Development Block Grant agency in government. In addition to that, we allocated $2 billion to be shared between the Lower Manhattan Development Corporation and the Empire State Development Corporation to help deliver services to New York City. That's the role that we have played in New York City, basically financial, helping them come back, because it was a very devastating blow. Paul, I had the unique fortune of being there. I think the first person that the president sent was Joe Arbaugh, who was over FEMA, and I was the second person. Joe went there the day after the bombing. I went there the Friday after the Tuesday of the bombing. And it was clear to me at that point in time that there was a great deal of devastation and that we had to play a major role, not only financially, but really to help them rebound. It was a very, very unique sight. It was the first time I've ever had the ability to really understand what war is like once it occurred on our own soil.
How does HUD interact with the new Department of Homeland Security?
At the present time, I would say that we will interact with Homeland Security very similar to the way we interact with other federal agencies. If there are certain things that they need us to do, Secretary Ridge will confer with Secretary Martinez, and we will carry those out. As of to date, we've been very supportive, like most of the other departments.
What are the next challenges on the horizon for the department?
The largest challenge that we face, from my perspective, is the ability to continue moving forward so the agency will have a single mission, that is to provide decent, safe, and affordable housing, but at the same time have all the assistant secretaries and everybody in that agency in one mind and one thought, rather than what we inherited, which was many minds and many thoughts. If we do that, then I think we can institutionalize many of the problems, many of the things that we're doing to cure many of the problems that we inherited. And again, I'm not going to label any one person as to why we have the problems. I think it was just a matter that the agency had taken on a life of its own, and it had not been managed very well. So I think the real future issue is the management of HUD. And if we continue to do that, whoever inherits HUD after Secretary Martinez will have a functional agency that will carry out the mission. And its mission is just simple, to provide decent, safe, and sanitary housing for low and moderate income people in this country.
What's your vision for the department over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I've enunciated one of it is, and I agree with the Secretary, we should make every effort to end chronic homelessness. I think that is important. Secondly, I think that if we do that, the agency will have served this country very, very well. Secondly, I think my future is that we have more cooperation between the agencies as we're having now with Health and Human Services, Justice, and with agriculture, because I believe that if we're serving one president, we should be in accord of how to best deliver services to the American people. And we should not be delivering those services piecemeal. So I do believe that in the final analysis, if we can work together on the president's management agenda and deliver the services that we should, this country will be much better off.
When you look out to the future, do you ever envision the day when there won't be a HUD? If homelessness is solved and home ownership is driven up, could there possibly be a time when all the goals are met?
That would be very difficult for me to see. I think that there will always be a need for housing and urban development. Will it be in the same form that it's in today? Probably not. But there will be a need. I don't think that Health and Human Services 20 years from today will be delivering the same kind of services that it's delivering. I don't believe that that agriculture will be doing the same thing. It's an evolutionary process. So I do think that there will be roles. It's whether they will be in the traditional roles as we know them today. And I don't think necessarily that will be because, you know, technology is changing. Delivery services are changing. People are changing. And I think that in the final analysis, the government will have to change with the people. I mean, I look back now and I realize that at the time that the Great Society was put in place, you had a different vision. But we look back now and we realize the Great Society was not a success. But at the time, we really believed that it was going to be a success. So, yes, I think it's an evolutionary process and the agencies will be needed. It's just how they will function.
You spent a lot of time during our conversation today talking about communicating ideas, programs, and issues, just from a tactical level. How do you communicate to 9,000 people and all the other stakeholders? You can't meet with them all one-on-one. How do you get the word out?
You know, that's not true. You don't know how much travel the Secretary and I have done over the last 3 years going to our local and regional offices. Many of the persons in our local and regional offices had never met a secretary or a deputy secretary. But one of the things the secretary and I agreed upon is that if you're going to work with and for people, they should know who you are and what you stand for. We brought all of our managers in 6 months ago, which had never happened before in any place in government, 500 of them. And we laid out the president's management agenda and the secretary's management agenda and says this is what we should be doing with our staffs in each respective state, each respective region. And it worked well. Many of the people were so elated because they had never had a chance to come in and get directly what the president's management agenda, the secretary. And in the end, they took it back to their persons, and we go out in the field on a constant basis meeting with them. And I would venture to guess that we have met with probably between the secretary and I 6,500 of the staff, because we believe that the people in the field make the agency work. And if they don't have hope and perspective, they're not going to do a good job. And our job is to go out and give them hope and perspective and let them know that we appreciate the job that they're doing.
What advice would you give to a person, perhaps a young person, interested in a career in public service?
I would tell them, stay eager. I think serving your government is the greatest thing in the world. And a lot of people have looked at it with disdain. I don't. I would not change coming to serve our country and President Bush for anything in the world at this point in time. Was I eager to come into government? No. But I do know this, that the 2.5 years I've been at HUD, I am absolutely convinced that some of the best workers in the world are in federal government. What they need is the ability to know that they're appreciated and the incentive to do a very good job, rather than consistently being criticized by persons who are in here for a short period of time. And I was very guilty of that, too. But at the same time, I had not had the experience that I have today to work side by side with so many good employees, so many great employees, and so many dedicated employees to do a good job for our country.
Well, Alfonso, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
And if you will, Paul, let them know that www.hud.gov, they can learn more about HUD if they choose to.
Thank you very much. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Alfonso Jackson, the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.